podcasts. They are so prevalent these days. It seems almost like The World and His Dog has got a podcast. Great opportunities to be guests on podcasts. Great opportunities to create your own podcast. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, the thought of being on a podcast can be terrifying, very scary. And the thought of actually creating your own podcast, well, that's a whole minefield in itself. It doesn't have to be that way. And that's exactly what I'm talking about in this episode with my guest, Gary Jones.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, hello, welcome to another episode. This episode, we're talking all about podcasts and the fears people have about being on podcasts, and who better to discuss that with than my friend Gary Jones. Because after 6 years of having his own podcast and producing other people's podcasts for the last 3 years, Gary wants to help other businesses and communities to tell their story via podcasting. That's what he does. His name's Gary Jones, and he's my guest today. Hey, Gary, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing? You're right.
Ah, fantastic. Fantastic as always. Thank you so much. So we've heard what you do, but who is Gary?
So Gary is a bloke who lives in the Midlands in the UK. To be honest, I'm just nosy. I like to hear people's stories, and then I like to make or teach them how to create the content that's going to resonate to their message to their audiences. And video, live streaming, and especially podcasting are my bag. I love these types of things. So that's me. And outside work, God, I love comics. I love walking my dogs. You know, I'm just a complete geek at heart.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, we're talking about podcasting. How did you get into podcasting? How did you start?
So it was one afternoon. I was just scrolling through Twitter and I stumbled across a radio station, a local radio station, a community radio station. And I just approached them to become a guest on one of their shows. You know, it was just literally a message tagging them in, saying, hey, you know, do you fancy, would you like me to come onto one of your shows as a guest? Thinking nothing of it. At the time, I had a community where I was networking with different people, linking different people with other people in the local area. So it could make a good local podcast, good local show. So that's what I thought. I'd just approached them. And I had a meeting with them 2 days later, and they offered me my own podcast. So I'm my own show on their station. So I had literally 2 weeks to learn how to podcast. And I learned, and especially 2 weeks to learn how to podcast using my mobile device. Didn't have a laptop at the time. And I kind of listened to podcasts beforehand, so I knew how to show, but then creating a podcast from that, it's completely different just to listen to one. It's a completely different way of kind of thinking about it. So that's how I started, literally just sending out a message. But actually what I did was I placed myself in the eyes of the platform. I placed myself in front of the people who were looking. I didn't know they were looking, but they were looking for presenters at the time. So I made the opportunity.
And I guess that's what it's about. You basically reached out, and because of that, things started rolling, and you're now where you are now. Took that action.
Yeah, so the radio show kind of went weekly. They asked me how often I wanted to produce it, and I said, what would you prefer? And they said weekly, so it's like, yeah, that's fine, let's go weekly. Not knowing actually that would set me up in good stead for making a weekly podcast later on. And it was fun. It was, actually, I tell a lie. The first episode wasn't fun at all. It was 8 hours of me talking to my phone, going over recording different bits. So if you imagine a 60-minute episode where it's just you talking into your kind of talking. The viewer, the listeners must have been just cacking themselves all the way through, because it was terrible in a very, very good way, and I'm glad it's probably not on the internet still. However, it took me 8 hours to create that first episode. Soon after that, I realised actually my passion is talking to people and then hearing what they've got to say, and, you know, just basically just talking and chatting. So that's when I thought, you know, from the second, third, and all the way through, let's get guests in. And that's where my podcasting journey really started, because then I realized the power of just talking to people and just talking to people, listening to their stories, and then actually learning from where they've been and what they've done.
Yeah, it is so powerful, isn't it? You bring in so many new perspectives, so many areas where you'd never even have thought it. Plus, of course, it makes it easier for the podcast creator, because you have to create less content. You now have guests each time who are also helping to create the content.
True, there is that, but also puts a slightly different pressure, because if you're talking, you're creating a podcast by yourself, you've got one person who you're trying to manage and who you're trying to kind of coach through that process, and that's yourself, you know, and you can prepare that much easier than an interview, because you have no idea what the other person's going to say. Therefore you can kind of prepare them, and I'll talk about that later on, maybe about how to make the guests feel at ease. But it is, you can plan, you can prepare, but at the end of the day, unless you really know what the person's going to say, you don't know what they're going to say. There's that element of improvisation, I suppose you can call it, when you're interviewing someone.
Good way to put it, actually. Yes, improvisation, as you say, you've no idea what's going to come up. That is very true. You say we will touch on a little bit later on in this episode how podcasters can put their guests at ease. We're kind of looking at the fears people have around podcasts from two separate directions. Later on, we'll look at the fears and worries and concerns that podcasters have as a host of a show. Before we get into that, let's take a look at some of the more common fears that guests have about being on a podcast. Because for some people, it's lovely. It's like water off a duck's back. For some people, it can be really quite a terrifying thought. Oh my God, I'm going to be on a podcast. What if I get it wrong? So what in your experience, I mean, you've been doing this for 6 years now. In your experience, what are some of the more common fears that people have about being a guest? And how can they address those and overcome those?
Great question. And I can put it down to three different points. And the first point is that they don't believe that it comes down to self-confidence. Why would anybody want to listen to me? You know, they don't believe in their story, or they don't believe actually they are the person who should be talking about that particular topic, which could come from, you know, not wanting to stand above people or not wanting to share the information. But at the end of the day, it's all about the self-belief. It's not having the confidence to say what they're talking about, even if they're talking with clients day in, day out. As soon as you put a camera and as soon as you put a microphone in front of them, they can freeze up, because they just don't believe in what they want to say.
Right.
That's common things that I talk to people about.
Gotcha. Yes.
And the way to kind of get around it is...
Yeah, go on. So how can we overcome?
Sorry.
That's all right. It's a bit of a lag.
I suppose it's one of those things where if you prepare, and I love preparing for interviews. I love preparing guests, because the more preparation you do, the more ease you're going to put someone. So I would say if you're a first time person looking to get on a podcast, or you've got a podcast interview, kind of plan what you're going to say beforehand and just make bullet points down. Just go through that process. If you want to talk it through with someone beforehand, talking out loud is a great way of making it from the paper to your mind. So therefore, because you've already said it, you can say it again. So preparing it, writing it down, but then also saying it out loud, whether it's to someone else or just you in a mirror, is a great way of doing it. But I know people who haven't been, who are afraid of putting themselves out there on podcasts or video, say in the video as well, because they don't want to put themselves out there. They don't want to kind of say their messages. And if it's a self-belief, do you know what? Everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a journey. No one's going to kind of say to you, do you know what? That's not right. If you talk about your journey, because how can they? It's your journey. So it's about having that confidence and having that belief that actually you're going to tell people about it. You're going to talk to people about it and people will listen. And just imagine the power of someone listening to what you're saying and then changing their belief or changing their journey or doing something slightly different because of what you'd said. That is powerful. And I believe that's why people should really do this kind of thing. And by not doing it, you're limiting that potential of that happening. And I think that's quite sad.
That is a very good point you make there. You're right. It is an incredibly powerful thing to be able to stand up for what you believe and to inspire others and even to give other people permission to believe what they believe so they can see, I'm not the only one who thinks this way. It is okay. And that's an incredibly important gift to be able to give anyone, is the power to realize that it's okay to be who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And the beauty is that the more you do it, the easier it becomes. The more you say a phrase or say what you talk about in your business, it just kind of gets more ingrained. So actually, over time, you do get more polished. You do get more fluent. You do start to slow down your kind of the way you talk because you haven't got that nervous energy at the start. You know, you do get more refined the more you go along. And I'm sure, you know, keep your seasoned speaker in loads of different places. You've been on loads of different podcasts and radio shows. If we compared Keith on the first time you did it compared to now, I bet it's night and day.
Absolutely. You're totally right there. You were talking about earlier on this, you were talking about your first podcast, hour long episode. It took you 8 hours to record. Yes, that was bringing back some less pleasant memories as well. And you're right. Exactly. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. The difference between both of us now and when we first started is night and day. And the difference between both of us now and how we'll be in another 5 years' time will also be a noticeable difference as well. Always growing. One of the things you touched
on. But the fear of doing it to start up.
Go on.
I was just about to say, we've spoken about when our first one to now, but actually the fear of going from not doing one to the first one, I believe is a bigger step rather than what we've done since, because it's that fear. It's that fear of the unknown, you know, and the fear is never that. The actual fear itself is bigger than actually what happens. So people getting built up about this, and it's over just like that. So I think actually the journey that we've made is nowhere near comparable to the first bit, that reaching out. That's the tricky bit, that gap there. Well, it was for me anyway.
Yes, that is a good point. Just taking that very first step is, you're right. And in a way, that's also reassuring because you know, right, I'll take that first step. After this, the rest is, relatively speaking, easier. I think an interesting thing you touched on there was that people often have the thought that I have nothing to say, or why would people listen to me, or who am I to talk about this? I've often come across people saying, oh, I've got nothing interesting to say. People don't want to listen to my story. But the thing is, when we look at what are the best-selling magazines, what are all the most popular TV programs? It's all soap operas. It's all magazines where readers are sharing what's gone on in their lives. We love gossip. We love to hear what's going on in other people's lives. And it's exactly the same when it comes to podcasts. We love to hear what other people think about things. We love to hear their stories and hear about the individuals.
That's it. And actually, if you invite someone onto the show and you have that conversation, you kind of get the kind of the banter, you get the relationship, you see the relationship between the two people as well. And that's what people buy into. They buy into the people. And the people, and sometimes when you're launching something, you forget that. You just look at it as a process. But actually, the end user won't see the process. They'll just see the final product, which for this will just be for two people just having a chat. And that's also the benefit of having a guest on there, because as a guest, for me, I'm not the interviewer this time. I'm the interviewee. And it's quite nice and refreshing. It gives me more free reign to kind of talk. But equally, you know, you as the interviewer, you have a kind of ideas of where you want the show to go to. The end user, the listener, won't know that. They won't know that. So even if people during the shows make mistakes or they fluff up or internet goes or whatever happens, that's all good as long as it carries on and goes from there.
Yes, that is a massively important point you touch on there, both for the guest and for the host as well, that the audience doesn't know where you're taking this. They don't know what the intended outcome is. If you go off on a tangent, just own it, go with it, and people will still enjoy it, and they'll assume that was the direction it was always going to take. So, yeah, if things go wrong, just go with it. It's not going to be the end of the world, and most people won't even notice.
No, I know. As I said, this, you know, it's just a two-way chat. At the end of the day, a podcast is a digital file that can be made online. But actually, if you look at the top 10 podcasts in different places, nearly all of them have multiple people on the show, whether it's guests, whether it's a panel. And it's because of that people element. It's because people just want to hear people.
Exactly. Okay, so we've taken a look at some of the big fears that people have about being a guest on a podcast. And we've taken a look at how they can kind of come to terms with it, get their mindset into that position where you're going, you know what, this may be scary, but it's even scarier to not to do this. It's even scarier to just hide all this stuff away. What about the other side of it, the podcast hosts, particularly somebody who might be thinking about starting a podcast, but going, oh, God, it's so complicated. There's so many things. The thought of it scares me. You've helped, I mean, for the past 3 years, you've been helping a lot of people very successfully to create their own great podcasts. What are the biggest fears and stumbling blocks that potential hosts encounter? How can we overcome those?
So I'll break it down into kind of three elements, if that's okay. So the first one is all about the technology, because it can be very confusing. What technology do I need? Do I need to invest loads of money into it? How do I edit it? How do I host it? And again, there's loads of research out there that you can prepare yourself and plan for what you want to, for the show that you're going to create. But the big thing is, and this is what I say to most people, and actually everyone who I speak to about podcasting, is at the start, just keep it simple. Keep it simple, because you don't want to invest in thousands of pounds worth of equipment if in 5 weeks it's just sitting in the corner, it's done nothing. You might as well get the equipment that you need to get it started, and then you can prove it over time. So for the technology, it is just about doing due diligence, working out how much you can afford to spend to make a good show. And hey, I started with an iPhone talking into it. Now we've got the full kit, but you don't need hundreds and hundreds of pounds to get started. And there's loads of places online where you can host it, which if you do a few little kind of Google searches, you'll be able to find out. So the first barrier I find is technology, because that's the one that people get confused on the most. The most common questions are about the technology. So the second tip, the second part that people get stuck on, is actually the same as guests. And that is, why would anybody listen to my show? Because there's so many out there. But actually, no one's got your experience. No one's got your insights. No one has got your kind of network of people around you to talk to and to kind of support and get on the show. And all of the shows that have got millions and millions of listeners and viewers, you know, across the globe, they all started out with just their first show. And that first show never had the amount of kind of people's followers and supporters that they have now. So it doesn't matter about kind of the how saturated the market is, or actually, if, even if your competitor or someone down the road's got a podcast, it doesn't matter. If you've got an idea and that idea is structured in the right way that's going to give value to your audience, again, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you start that? So don't worry about numbers. Don't worry about people. Just have make sure the idea is completely sound. Completely sound. And then the third one that I took, that a lot of people kind of meant ask me, which is more of a, it's not really a fear, but more of an obstacle, I suppose you can call it, is how does it all fit in with my business or my life? And that's really about juggling time, energy, because doing a podcast takes time and energy, just like anything. You know, if it's for a business, how does that fit in with my marketing plan, my PR strategy, all that kind of stuff? So it's not really a fear, but in the business owner's mind or the community, or the person who's launching it, it could be classed as a distraction or an obstacle because, well, if I focus my time and energy on this, what happens to something else? But they're the three bits that people normally get stumbled upon. It is the technology, it's the self-belief still, and the preparation. And then it's how to fit it all in. They're the three most common areas that I talk to people. I say business owners or communities, but people who want to launch podcasts. They're the three main areas that we tackle.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. It's interesting that technology is the first one. And as you say, you don't need to have the hundreds or thousands of pounds worth of gear to get started. You can start with your iPhone. Other phones are available, of course, I guess, which you
very cheap.
But yeah,
very cheap. But also, actually, if technology, and you've got a really good point there, because technology isn't a barrier, but it's the first one that normally comes to mind, it is about the mind. It is about you. It is. And a lot of people decide, actually, podcasting is right for them or isn't right for them without reflecting back on their audience. And I'd always say to them, the big thing is ask your audience, ask the people who you're targeting and talking to and who follow you, do you listen to a podcast? Do you listen to podcasts? And if the answer is yes, full steam ahead, you go for it, you knock it down. If it's no, might be worth considering different options. You know, podcast is a marketing tool at the end of the day. But even so, if you're passionate about it, if you've got the energy behind you, that self-belief, you want to do it, go for it. You're going to be on to a winner.
Sure. That is a really great point. If you, there's no point in creating and going ahead and launching a podcast to a market that just doesn't use or listen to podcasts. And that also doesn't mean that you shouldn't do a podcast. It just means you've got to be aware that you're not targeting your current audience, but you might perhaps attract a newer audience who do listen to podcasts. So just be aware of who's likely to want to listen to it.
Yeah, and the beauty is that if you've, let's say you've got a business who deals with digital technology, but you don't want to do a digital technology podcast, that's fine. Because if you're really passionate about sports, then you might as well do a podcast about sports. Be really kind of passionate, get loads of guests on there, because you'll increase your reach and awareness by being the host. And you're not talking about your target kind of thing. You're talking about what you're passionate about, which means you'll probably do more of it. You'll probably put more energy into it. Your guests will certainly get a better kind of experience because you're going to be passionate about helping them. And guess what? Some of those guests, some of those listeners would need digital marketing services at the same time. So you can go from there. It's just one example of having two different kind of views about your business and then your kind of podcast, launching one that's not your business and then going for it. You see it all the time. You see it all the time. And it works because to get the person hosting it has got belief and self-energy to do it.
Don't you? And that makes a whole lot of sense. If you're going to invest all your time and energy into a podcast, might as well do it about something that you really enjoy. And that enjoyment and enthusiasm will be infectious and will come across. And that's what's going to really engage and increase your following.
Mm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We could talk about this for hours more. I know, because you and I have talked about this a lot on other occasions. We've had lots of chats. We've got to kind of round things up. So if you could give three tips to someone who is looking to, say, start up a podcast, what would be the three tips for them to get them on their way?
So number one, spend loads of time, more time than you think is needed, working on your idea. Working on your idea for your podcast. Get that nailed down in terms of who's going to be listening, what value they're going to get from the show, who do you need to get in, what equipment do you need, you know, even to spend time practicing doing it. But work on the idea and work on the preparation more than anything more. You know, that's the single worst thing. The more time you spend doing it, the easier it's going to be for your guests to come in, because they're going to feel more relaxed because you're ready for it. But also it's going to come across more natural when you actually start doing it. So number one, spend so much time, more time than needed, on your idea. Number two, once you've got the show out there, tell people about it. Tell people about it. There's no point having a podcast, spending that time kind of researching people, you know, getting guests on your show, making it, editing, all that kind of stuff, and then not do anything with it. Tell people about it. So put it on your socials, put it on your newsletter, put it in, kind of do videos about it and put it onto different places. Hell, if you've got a podcast like this that you're talking to someone via Zoom, use a video and put it onto YouTube as well. You know, make it easy for people to find the content. Whatever you do, don't go quiet. Don't go quiet. I see so many people launching a podcast and then never doing anything with it because they don't know how to kind of follow it through. So number two, after you've worked on the idea, then, as I said, number two, market it. Tell people about it. And don't worry about oversharing it, because if you share it on day one when it's released, by day 7 or day 10 after it's released, you might need to share it again because people might have missed that post before. So keep sharing it. And number three, have a big plan for your podcast. Have a big plan for your podcast, because, again, if you think you're going to be doing a podcast for 6 episodes or 10 episodes, great, do that. But then actually, what happens if you get to episode 30? Do you want to change it up? Do you want to get other people in? Do you want to go live and kind of go around to different places? Have that kind of long-term plan for your podcast and just see how far it can go. Because if you aim big and you plan for 5 years, 10 years for your podcast, or I suppose actually any market activity, but we're talking about podcasts and podcasts in general, and you kind of think, okay, in 10 years' time, I want it to be a radio show in this place, this place, this place. I want live events in this place, in this place, in this place. Because you've already worked that bit out, you've got the potential to work towards that so much more than actually just having a 10-show podcast. So have a plan for your podcast long-term. So work on the idea, share and share it afterwards, and then number three, have a plan for your podcast for the long-term. They're my three bits.
Beautiful tips. Can't argue with any of those. Those are excellent. Follow those, you will do well. One that particularly sticks out for me, which I know so many people fall foul of, is the whole promoting it. And things like actively ask people, hey, if you enjoyed this, remember to click subscribe, click like, share it, rate us, share it with your friends. Actually, if you do like this, do share it with your friends. Do click like and subscribe. But actually asking people to do that just prompts them to do it. You will remember to do it, right? And that's how it helps to grow the show, even just doing simple things like that, which so many people forget about, I guess. Cool.
And also, when you're sharing stuff like that, share it with your guests. If you've got people on the show, get them to share it as well. Send them through all the marketing stuff that you've produced, because then you're not only marketing it, someone else's. So it's not just about you sharing it, you know, get your network around as well.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Makes total sense. Gary, Time is running out. Well, not for us, but for the episode. Careful how I phrase that.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to get in touch with Gary and have a chat with him or find out more about what you do, what's the best way for them to find out?
So easiest way is to go onto the website, go onto my website. It's growmarketingandmedia.com. So the growmarketingandmedia, all one word, .com. And you'll be able to find the podcast that I'm producing at the moment. You'll be able to see how you can launch your own podcast and the different tools available there. But the main thing is get in touch. I'm active on social media, so check us out on website, check us out on social. And let's have a chat. Let's start that conversation.
Excellent, excellent. So that's growmarketingandmedia, all one word, .com. That's Gary's website. Check him out there. You'll find links to all of his socials. You'll find lots of very useful resources for people who are thinking of creating podcasts. And you can get in touch and have a chat with him. All the his link to there and his link, obviously, to all of his social media presences are also available on the show notes for this episode, along with his bio and more. You get that in the usual place, keithblakemorenoble.com/show. So check that out or go directly to his website. Just make sure you connect with Gary. Gary, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for us to have this chat. It's been fascinating, as I knew it would be. We've got a lot of tips and useful information there. And so thank you for taking your time. Thank you, dear listener, for joining us as well. Get in touch with Gary, launch your podcast, have a lot of fun with it, and see where it takes you. Catch you in the next episode of this podcast, and until then, take care, look after yourself, and remember that change is always possible. And when you change your mind, you change your life. Goodbye.
Listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.